Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Ksubas daf Chaf Aleph. We left off on daf Chaf Amud Beis at the Mishnah, a few lines up from the bottom of the Amud. Today's shir, sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and also Leila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha Aleha Shalom. May the Neshama have an Aliyah. We thank the Landerer family very much for their continued sponsorship of the shir. Today we are going to continue our discussion about Kiyum Shtaros. So there are going to be two primary topics on today's daf. The first is how exactly we would be mekayim the signature of the Edim on Shtaros. In other words, how many people have to testify as to the validity of each signature? Is it one person testifying as to the validity of his own signature, or is it an aide testifying as to the validity of one of the signatures, plus another aide testifying as to the validity of the other signatures? Or do we require two Edim to testify to the validity of each signature? And this is going to be dependent upon a machlokes as to what exactly the those who testify as to the authenticity of the signatures are actually testifying to. Are they testifying simply on the authenticity of the signatures, in which case we would require two Edim to testify on each signature, because this is Edus, this is a form of Edus, and by Edus you always need two Edim, so therefore do you need two people to testify on the authenticity of each signature? Or do we say that they're not necessarily coming to testify on the authenticity of the signatures, rather they're coming and testifying on the authenticity of the shtar itself? In other words, are they testifying on what the Gemara calls the maneh shebishtar, the actual transaction that's the subject matter of the shtar, or are they testifying on the signature, in which case you would require two edim as to each signature in the shtar? So that's the first major topic that we're going to discuss today. And then the second topic, which we're going to focus on Amud Beis, is the discussion of how exactly the dayanim are mekayim the edus on the shtar. In other words, what do the dayanim need to do after edus is presented as to the authenticity of the signature? What do the dayanim do? How many dayanim do you need? How many of the dayanim actually have to have knowledge that the signature in the shtar is actually an authentic signature of the fellow who purports to be an aid? And the Gemara is going to conclude in today's daf with the concept of aid nasa dayan, of whether whether an aid is able to serve as a dayan in the same din Torah, whether the halacha differs depending on whether we're talking about Kiyum Shtaros or Edus HaChodesh. So again, very, very fundamental yesodos to kesugyos. Today, again, mainly focusing on Kiyum Shtaros. So let's get going with the Mishnah, Daf Chaf Amud Beis, toward the bottom. So says the Mishnah, Ze Omar Ksav Yadi Vizek Ksav Yado Shel Chaverai. So you have Reuven and Shimon who are signed on a shtar. So Reuven comes to Basin and says, yeah, this is my signature, and the signature of the other guy, that's Shimon's signature. So in other words, he's testifying on his signature and on the signature of his co-aid. Vizeh Omer Zev Ksav Yadi Vizek Ksav Yado Shel Chaverai. And Shimon comes to Basin and says, this is my signature, and that's Reuven's signature. Hare Elu Nemanim, these people are believed. These people are believed, and Rashi says, Di'ika Trei Sadi Demisadi Akol Ksav V'Ksav. Because we have two Edim testifying on each signature. Each aid is testifying on the validity of his signature and the other guy's signature, and therefore they're going to be believed. The Shita Mekubetzas wonders what exactly the Chiddush is here, because, you know, even if you want to say that they're testifying as to the authenticity of each signature, you would never require more than two Edim, and over here you have two Edim on each signature, so what's the Chiddush? So the Shita Mekubetzas says, the Chiddush is, and we're going to see that this is all Rebbe Shita, the Chiddush is that because Rebbe holds that you need two Edim because each aid is coming to testify on the signatures, you actually need an other aid to come and testify on the maneh shebishtar. In other words, they're not testifying on the transaction at all, says Rebbe. Literally what they're doing is they're only verifying the signature. So that may be the chiddush according to the Shita Mekubetzas. But again, the Shita of Rebbe is that you require two Edim on the signature on the to authenticate each signature on the shtar, and therefore, if each aid says this is my ksaviyad and the other one is the ksaviyad of my friend, they're believed because now we have two aidim on each signature. Zeomar ze ksaviyadi, vezeomar ze ksaviyadi. However, if one guy comes and says this is my handwriting, the other guy comes and says this is my handwriting, but neither is testifying on the handwriting of the other, on the signature of the other, tzrichim lesari famay mechad. So you require another aid who recognizes both of their handwritings to join with their aid. That way, with the combination of that other aid, adding the testimony of the other aid, we're going to have two aidim on each of these signatures. Okay, Divrei Rebbe. That's Rebbe Shita. V'chachamim omrim, wherever the chachamim say, einim tzrichim mitzarif amoyim acher. You don't need another aid to be mitzarif with them. In other words, if Reuven comes and says, this is my handwriting, this is my signature. Shimon comes and says, this is my handwriting. That's all you need. Elaneman adam lomar zek sav yadi. However, a person is believed to say, zek sav yadi. This is my signature. And again, in the Gemara, we're going to see that the reason that the Chachamim say that each one is able to testify as to the authenticity of his signature alone, and that's enough, is because the Edom are not really testifying on their signature. Really, they're testifying on the underlying transaction. And the underlying transaction will now have been testified to by two people, because each one is verifying his own signature. You have two Edom on the shtar. Therefore, there are two Edom testifying on the underlying transaction that had actually occurred. And that's enough, according to the Chachamim. So says the Gemara now as follows, just explaining what we've already been saying outside when we have interpreted the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Kishatimtzei lomar l'divrei Rebbe, when you want to say, according to Rebbe, al ksav yadam heme idim, that the Edim are testifying on their ksav yad. And that's why in the Seifa, where there's only one aid testifying on each signature, Rebbe would require an other aid to come and join the testimony as to each signature to create two, while the Chachamim will say no, because they're not being made on the ksav yad. But l'divrei Chachamim, al maneh shebishtar heme idim. But according to the Chachamim, they're testifying on the maneh shebishtar. They're testifying on the underlying transaction that the shtar describes, and therefore, even though each one is only testifying on as to the authenticity of his signature, when you combine the testimony of the Edim, you have two Edim testifying on the underlying transaction, and therefore that's going to be enough. So says the Gemara, Pshita. Well, then that's Pashat. I mean, it's Pashat to us, because that's the way we've been explaining the Mishnah, but that's Pashat. That's why, according to Rebbe, you'd require two Edim on each signature. According to the Chachamim, you only require one Ed on each signature, because if you're testifying on the transaction that the Shtar describes, one Ed on each signature, one plus one is two, even that much math I could do. But if you're testifying as to the veracity of each of the Edim, then you would require two on each Ed. So first of all, the Tosfos over here says, Top Tosfos, Al Ksav Yadan Hein Me Edim, Nire de la Rebbe, Afilu Omrim Beferish, to Me'idin al Manash Abishtar, Choshev Kilo Me'idin al Ksav Yadan. Says Tosfos, what happens if, according to Rebbe, the Edom come and say, by the way, we're testifying that we actually saw the underlying transaction? Does Rebbe discount that testimony and still say no, they're coming to testify as to the authenticity of their signature? So says Tosfos, yes, that Rebbe will say that the purpose of their edus is to testify as to the authenticity of the signature, even if they purport to be testifying on the manash habishtar. V'chein l'rabbanan, says Tosfos, afilu amrim behedya dal ksav yodam e meidim, midarmina besamach vila katrei elachad echinavi mashma delo yoel l'rabbanan e meidu behedya al ksav yodam. In other words, according to the Chachamim, regardless of what the Edim say, we're going to assume that they are coming to testify as to the underlying transaction. Therefore, according to the Chachamim, you will always only need one aid testifying on the authenticity of each signature. Whereas according to Rebbe, says Tosfos, you will always require two aidim testifying as to the authenticity of each of these signatures. So if that's the machloka, says the Gemara Pshita. So it says it's Pashat. So says the Gemara, Chaf Aleph on the base, two lines down. Mal Dutema, the Rebbe, Svukim Isafkalei. Ah, I might have thought that according to Rebbe, we're mesupak. Eyal ksav yadam heme'idim, o almanah shebishtar heme'idim. I would have thought maybe we simply don't know. Are they coming to authenticate only their signatures? Are they also coming to testify on the underlying transaction described in the shtar? V'nafkamina, and then the nafkamina would be as follows. Heicha demis chad minayu. So where one of the witnesses dies, So that guy obviously is no longer able to authenticate his own signature and is not able to testify as to the authenticity of his friend's signature. So the boy, Shnayim Minashuk Le Hayid Alav. You might require two other Edim from the Shuk. In other words, two outsiders to testify as to the authenticity of the signature of the dead aid. Why would you require two Edim from the Shuk in order to testify as to the authenticity of the signature? If the other aid also recognizes the handwriting, why can't the living aid testify as to his handwriting and then testify as to the handwriting of his friend? And have the guy from the Shuk, have the outsider testify as to both of their handwritings as well? Why do you need two additional? Why not only one additional? So says the Gemara as follows. Dim Cain, Kanafik Nechi Riva de Mamona Apume Dechad Sada. Because then 3/4 of the money is going to be collected on the basis of a single aid. Because, says the Gemara, the way Rashi explains it, if you want to say that according to Rebbe, there's a chshash, that when each person is being meyed, they're being meyed on the maneh shebishtar. So when the first guy, when the living guy is testifying as to his signature, boom, that's half of the money in the shtar. Because you obviously only get to the money in the shtar, you obviously only get to the testimony that the shtar describes once you verify the signature of each of the Edim. So when the living aid testifies as to his handwriting, verifies that that's his signature, he has already accounted for half of the money in the shtar. Because you've gone, let's say the shtar is for $100, you've gone from 0 to 50, you're halfway there once you authenticate the signature of one of the Edim. Now, if that guy would then combine with somebody from the Shuk and testify as to the veracity, as to the authenticity of the second aid, it turns out that the living aid is responsible for the 50% that's encompassed by his signature, for half of the 50% that's encompassed by the other guy's signature. In other words, he's responsible for the collection of 75% of the money in the shtar, $75 out of $100. And that's going to be, a problem. V'hacha l'chumra, v'hacha l'chumra. And therefore, in our Mishnah, we require each aid to testify as to his ksav yad as well as the ksav yad of his friend. And therefore, if one of the Edim dies, then we need two other witnesses to come and testify as to the ksav yad to avoid a situation where one aid is responsible for the collection of 75% of the money in the shtar. Kamash Malan, so lest you think that Rebbe is mesupak as to whether each guy is coming to authenticate only a signature, or whether each guy is also coming to testify as to the underlying transaction, and therefore Rebbe might say that you should require two outsiders from the Shuk to testify as to the signature. Kamash Malan, the Rebbe mifshat pshita le bein lekula, bein lechumra. Note that Rebbe, according to Rebbe, it's pashut that they're only coming to testify as to the authenticity of the signature, not as to the underlying transaction. Therefore, it would come out that according to Rebbe, he's so confident in his shita, according to Rebbe, if one of the Edim died, but if the living aid can testify as to his ksav yad and his friend's ksav yad, and then you have stam an outsider who could come and testify as to the ksav yad of both of them, that's going to be enough. We're not afraid that the living guy is going to be responsible for the collection of 75% of the money in the shtar, because he's not testifying as to the money in the shtar at all. It says the Gemara Vayter, Damar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav says, Shnayim Achos Min El Hashtar Remeis Echad Mehem, that if two people sign a shtar and then one of them dies, Tzrichin Shnayim Min Hashuk Lehayit Alav, that you require two people from the Shuk in order to be meyed on the other signature, but that's not Rebbe Shita, that's Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Bezu Rebbe Lekula V'Rabbanan Lechumra. However, over here, Rebbe is Lekula, and the Chachamim would be, the Rabbanan would be Lechumra, because Rebbe would require only one outsider to testify as to the signature, whereas the Rabbanan would require two outsiders to testify as to the signature. Why? Again, because the way we've been describing, if the Rabbanan hold that they're testifying on the Maneh Shebishtar, which the Rabbanan do hold, then the Rabbanan should make sure that only 50% of the money in the shtar is attributed to the testimony of each aid. We wouldn't want to create a situation where one aid is responsible for the collection of more than 50% of the money. So if the Chachamim are the ones who say that the Edom are testifying on the money Shebishtar, then if one of the Edom die, Taka, you would require two people from the Shuk to come and testify on the shtar. So that's a Chumrah, because you're requiring two outsider Edom, not only one outside aid. Says the Gemara, V'ilaka trei elachad mai. Now, what happens if there's only, let's say, great. So let's say, ideally, we should require two Edim who are outsiders to come and testify as to the signatures. What happens if we don't have two Edim who are aware, who know the signature? What happens if we don't have two Edim who recognize the handwriting, and therefore there's only one aid? So what are you going to do? You're never going to let this guy collect with the shtar? Samar abaya lichtov chasimas yode achaspa. Then let the living aid, instead of testifying as to the authenticity of his signature, basically let his handwriting do the talking. Let him submit a handwriting sample to Beis Din. Beis Din will compare the handwriting sample to the signature in the shtar. They'll verify his signature on that basis. He won't actually have to give any testimony as to his own signature, because that's going to be accomplished through the handwriting sample that he submitted to Beis Din. And then he could go and he can be made on the handwriting of the other guy, because, in other words, the handwriting of the dead aid. So therefore, he's, quote, testifying only as to 50% of the shtar, because he's not testifying as to his signature. He's only facilitating the verification of his signature in Beis Din through the submission of a handwriting sample. Now, said the Gemara is going to pick up on a diuk. When we spoke about submitting a handwriting sample to Beis Din, the Gemara had said that the way you do it is that you write your signature, you sign a signature on a shard of pottery. So you sign it on a shard of pottery, and you give it to Beis Din. But that's a weird thing to sign on. One would think that you would sign on a piece of paper, like a normal person. We're talking about a shtar. Shtar is written on a piece of paper, not a shard of pottery. So why don't you sign your name in handwriting on a piece of paper? Says the Gemara, V'dafka achaspa aval amagilta lo. A little bit of a pro tip, a little bit of advice, that it's dafka on a shard of pottery, but not on a scroll. Why? Dilma mishkachla inish lo mali. Maybe an unscrupulous individual will find the piece of paper with your handwriting sample on it. Because of ilave my debai, and he might write whatever he wants on. He might write whatever he wants on the top of the shtar. In other words, that he might write for the signature. Oh, so and so, the undersigned owes Reuven $100. And he's going to pretend that he loaned $100, that he lent $100 to the guy who signed his handwriting sample here. Tosfos says, V'dafka v'chaspa, the second Tosfos on the page, V'ua din ha'resha de megilta, k'diyomar beget poshut, d'loka l'meicha shlamidi. In other words, says Tosfos, it's not only on a shard of pottery. If the whole reason that you're not signing on a piece of paper is because we're concerned that if you sign on the bottom of the shtar, then an unscrupulous individual is going to come and write whatever he wants on the top, and then basically use that shtar, pretend that it's your signature on the shtar, and collect money from you, you can also alleviate this concern by signing all the way on the top of the piece of paper, because the Edom have to sign on the bottom. So if you sign on the top of the piece of paper, that's also going to be good, and that's going to be sufficient to protect against this fraud, says Tosfos. Okay, says the Gemara now about halfway down. V'tnan, hotzi alav ksav yado shu chayiv lo. If you present a ksav yad that you're chayiv to somebody else. In other words, if somebody presents a shtar that says, I, the undersigned, it's an IOU, I, the undersigned, owe you $100 and his signature's on the bottom, so gova minachasim minachorin, and that's why you have to be careful not to sign on the bottom of a piece of paper, lest somebody come and write on top of the piece of paper that you owe him $100, then he's going to be able to collect from nechasim minachorin, from unencumbered assets. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Alacha Kdebrei Chachamim. The Alacha is like the Chachamim, that they're being made on the Manesh HaBishtar in our Mishnah, and because they're being made on the Manesh HaBishtar, it would turn out that you only need one aid to be Mekayim, each of the signatures of the Eidim, because when you combine the one aid plus the one aid, that's two Eidim on the Manesh HaBishtar, and that's going to be enough. Says the Gemara, why do I need you to paskin like the Chachamim? Yachid V'Rabim Alacha Karabim, always. Says the Gemara, Pshita Yachid Rabim Alacha Karabim, Ma'al Detema Alacha Karebi Mechave Ro, Va'afilo Mechave Rav, Kamash Malon, not. Okay, so says the Gemara, the reason that we need to be taught that Alacha is like the Chachamim here is because one of the Klalei Apsak that we encounter in Shas is Alacha Kedivrei Rebbe Mechave Ro. That when Rebbe argues against the Yachid, the Alacha is always going to be like Rebbe. But the word Mechave Ro is written very similar to Mechave Rav. Only Mechave Ro is Lashon Yachid, Mechave Rav is Lashon Rabim. So I might think that when it says in the Gemara Alacha Karevi Mechave Ro, it really means Mechave Rav, that the Alacha is even like Rebbe when he argues against the Chachamim, Kamash Malan, not the Alacha is only like Rebbe when he argues against a Yachid, but not when he argues against a Rabim. Okay, says the Gemara Navaiter at the two dots. So Simen Nach Nod Chad. So Amar Le Rav Chanina Bar Chia Le Rav Yehuda Rami Le Rav Huna Bar Rav Yehuda Le Rav Yehuda Rami Le Rav Chia Bar Rav Yehuda Le Rav Yehuda. So somebody said to somebody, "Umi Amar Shmuel Hachi." Does Shmuel really say that the Halacha is like the Chachamim? So does he really say that? Vahushtara the Nafik Medina de Mar Shmuel. There was a star that was issued from the Beis Din of Mar Shmuel. And it said as follows: Mida Asa Ravanan Barchia veAsid Achsimasya de vaAdechad de Amei, that Ravanan Barchia testified on his signature and on the signature of the other aid. Umanu Rav Chanan Bar Rabba. It was Rav Chanan Bar Rabba. Umida Asa Rav Chanan Bar Rabba veAsid Achsimasya de vaAdechad de Amei. And Rav Chanan Bar Rabba came and testified as to his signature and also the signature of his friend, Umanu Ravanan Bar Chia. And who was the other aide? It was Ravanan Bar Chia. Ashrinui Vikimnui Kedachazi. We have then been Mekayim the Shtar as is appropriate. So what we see over here is how many Eidim did we have testifying on each signature? We had two Eidim testifying on each signature. But if we had two Eidim testifying on each signature, that indicates that the Halacha is not like the Chachamim, because if the Halacha were like the Chachamim, that they're being made on the Manesh HaBishtar, I should only require one aid on the Chasima of each signature, and therefore I would have two Eidim in total on the Shtar. But from this Maisa, we see that in the Basin of Mar Shmuel, they required two Eidim on the Chasima of each signature, which is Mashma, that they're actually testifying on the Chasimas Yad, they're actually testifying on the signature. That's the Sheet of Rebbe, that's not the Sheet of the Chachamim. So Amar Lei, Haushtar de Yasmihu. No, that was a star that was for the benefit of Yesomim. V'chosh Shmuel lebeistin toen. And Shmuel was afraid that maybe another Beis Din would make a mistake. V'savar Shmuel, Dilma Ika Desfira Le Alacha Karebi Mechave Ro V'lo Mechave Rav. Uvaha afilu mechave rav. So, and what was Shmuel afraid for? Shmuel was afraid that people might assume that even though generally speaking the halacha is like Rebbe when he argues against a yachid, over here for some reason they would say that the halacha is like Rebbe even when he argues against the rabbim. So they would think that the halacha, maybe the other basin would make a mistake and say that the halacha is like Rebbe. Savar eyavid ravcha ki echid lo mafsede yasmi. And therefore he felt that it'll just go above and beyond so that that'll go above and beyond in order to make sure that the Yesomim are not mafsid here. So in other words, says Rashi, basically what he did was that he made sure that there were two Eidim testifying on each signature in the shtar, so that if the Yesomim ever wanted to go to Basin and collect on the chov that's referenced in the shtar, and that Basin would make a mistake and think that you require two signatures on two Eidim rather on each signature, Shmuel went above and beyond and basically protected his downside, Paskin like Rebbe, because there's no problem. More Edom, the more Edom, the merrier. Doesn't matter. But he basically went out of his way to Paskin like Rebbe, even though the halacha is like the Chachamim and you only required one aid on each signature, because this was Yisomim and Shmuel wanted to protect the Yisomim, he made sure to have two Edom testify on each signature, so that if the Yisomim would ever present the shtar in a basin and the basin were to make a mistake, they would still allow the Yisomim to collect the money. Says the Gemara in Avaiter, different topics. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Aid v'dayan mitstarfin. An aid and a dayan can be mitstaref. So in other words, the dayan can testify as to the signature of one of the aidim. So Amar Rami Bar Chama, Kama Ma'alya Hashmaita. Wow, what a great chiddush that aid v'dayan mitstarfin. So Amar Rava, my Mal Yusa. So says Rava, what's the big deal with this chiddush? Why is this such a great chiddush? May the kamasid sada lo kamasid dayana, or may the kamasid dayana lo kamasid sada. In other words, what the aid is testifying to, the dayan is not testifying to, and what the dayan is testifying to, the aid is not testifying to. In other words, what we say over here, aid v'dayan mitstarfin, we have to look in Rashi. Rashi, three lines up from the bottom, says that shtar shekosov bo henpik. Over here now, we've subtly transitioned, and this is going to be our discussion on Amud Beis as well. A shtar where there's a henpik is already like the judicial verification. It's the judicial sort of seal that they've looked at the shtar, and they're verifying the shtar. So shtar shekosov bo henpik, v'chosmo adayanam al henpik shalo, ula achar zman, kesho tziyo mal veligvos, irura lo velomar mezuyafu, that the love claims that the shtar is forged. Ubo echad me'edei ashtar, ve'ed al ksav yado, and one of the edim in the shtar comes and testifies on his signature, ve'echad me'dayanim ve'ed al ksav yado, and one of the dayanim is me'ed on the ksav yad of his ksav yad in the judicial verification in the henpik, and mitstarfen lachshiro, and these two people are going to be mitstaref to verify that signature. And then the Gemara had said, what's the malyusa of this chiddush? It's actually a big problem. Why? Because they're not testifying on the same thing. Because again, according to the Chachamim, what's the aid testifying on? According to the Chachamim, the aid's testifying on the mana shebishtar. What's the dayan testifying on? Is the dayan testifying on the mana shebishtar? No, the dayan can't testify on the mana shebishtar because they didn't witness the transaction. The dayan is testifying on his signature on the judicial verification. So we have one of the aid who's testifying on the underlying transaction. The other aid, the dayan is testifying on his signature. They're testifying on different things. So how in the world can you be mekayem ashtar when you have one aid and one dayan? They're not even testifying on the same subject matter. This is a very, very problematic statement that the Gemara just made. Says the Gemara, Elik Yasa Rami Bar Yecheskel Amar, Lo Tatsisuni Lahani Klale Dechayil Yehuda Achim Ishmei Deshmuel. Do not listen to this formulation that Yehuda, my brother, said in the name of Shmuel. In other words, that the Eid and the Dayan cannot be mitzarev. Either you require Eidos on the signature of the two Eidim, or you require the Chasima of two of the Dayanim in the Hempik to be verified. So, in other words, don't listen to it again because they're not testifying on the same thing. We need to make sure that the testimony of both people is on the same thing. Either, therefore, both of them have to be testifying as to the signature of the Edim, or both of them have to be testifying as to the signature of the Dayanim. Turning to the top of Chaf Aleph from Beis, Ikla Rav Noi Achved Rav Chiya Bar Abba. So Rav Noi, the brother of Rav Chiya Bar Abba, visited Lemizvan Shumshami to buy sesame seeds. V'yamar hachi amar Shmuel. And this is what Shmuel said, Eid v'dayin mitstarfin. That Eid and Dayan and mitstaref. In other words, even if one Eid testifies as to the authenticity of his signature, one of the Dayanim in the henpik is testifying as to the authenticity of his signature, they're going to be mitstaref. Amar amemar kamamalya hashmaita. And amemar said, wow, what a great chiddush. And amar le'ravashi l'amemar mishum dekalsi avua dimech at nami mekalsalei. Because your father previously praised this same krum limud, you're going to praise it as well? Rava already shlugged it up. Rava already said it's a terrible limud. It's a bad thing. Because one of the eid is testifying as to the manash of ishtar. The dayan is testifying as to his signature. We don't have two eidim testifying on the same thing. Therefore, this is an invalid shtar. So even though your father was praising this limud, don't fall into that same trap. This is a very shvera limud. This is not the right psak. Either you need both of them testifying on the signature of the Edim, or both of them testifying on the signature of the Dayanim. Okay, says the Gemara, now we're going to talk again about the procedure of the Dayanim when a case of Kiyam Shtaros comes to them. So Amar Rav Safra, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta, Amar Rav Huna. V'Amrila, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Shlosha sheyashvu l'kayim es hashtar. If three of the Dayanim sit to be mekayim hashtar, shnayim akirim chzim esidei edim ve'achareina makir, if two of them recognize the signature of the edim and one of them does not recognize the signature of the edim, so ad shelo chosmu, before the Dayanim sign the henpik, in other words, before the Dayanim sign the verification, me'idim b'fana v'chosem. The two Dayanim who do recognize the signature of the Edim have to basically teach the third Dayan, they have to acquaint the third Dayan with the signature of the Edim to make sure that he actually knows the signature of the Edim before he actually signs on the bottom. What does he sign? So if you look in Rashi, Rashi over here, basically a fifth of the way down the page, v'chosem imayim al-masha kosvin, and then that Dayan who has just learned about the signature of the Edim because he was taught by the other Dayanim, now he could sign with the other two Dayanim, al-masha kosvin, with regard to what they write on the bottom of the shtar, the language of Kiyam Shtaros is ashrenui, v'kamnui, lishtara, denan, we have been mekayim the shtar, b'mosav tlasa, in a basin of three, dashmudana, d'chsimas yidei sadihu, that we have investigated and we have verified that it's the signature of the Edim. So the Gemara has basically told us that if the Dayanim want to sign off on the signature of the Edim, they actually have to know that this is the signature of the Edim. And the Gemara obviously is going to be bothered, what in the world should the Dayanim do? Would we actually think that the Dayan can sign on the Kiyam Shtar without knowing the signature of the Edim? The whole Lashon of the Kiyam Shtar is that the Dayanim are verifying that this is a valid signature of, that this is a valid signature of the Edim. In other words, each of the Dayanim have to recognize the signature of the Ed. So therefore, says the Gemara, Misha Chosmu, Ein Me'idin Bafana V'chosem. Once they've signed, then it's too late. Then you are not able to teach the Dayan. You're not able to demonstrate to the Dayan that this is actually the signature of the aid. Why? Because Rashi says that the initial signature of the Dayan on the Kiyam Shtar would have been false. Because what is the Lashon of the Kiyam Shtar? But most of Tulsa, we were sitting as a basin and we knew that this was the signature of the aid. When you were sitting as a basin and you signed the Kiyam Shtar, you didn't know that this was the signature of the aid. And we have to avoid, obviously, the Dayanim lying. And therefore, the Dayan has to be acquainted. We have to teach the Dayan that this is actually the handwriting of the aid before they sign on the Kiyam Shtar. Says the Gemara, Umi Kasvinan, but do we even write it down? In other words, before we have three Dayanim who actually know the signature of this aid, do we even write down the Lashon of the Kiyam Shtar? Forgetting about signing the Kiyam Shtar. If you're signing the Kiyam Shtar before you know the signature of the Edim, then you're falsely signing because you're misrepresenting that you know the signature of the Edim and you obviously don't. But do we even write down the Lashon of Kiyam Shtar before each of the Edim knows before each of the Dayanim knows the signature of the Edim? V'yamra papi mishmei derava, hai asharta de daini, de nichta mekami, de nechfei sadi, achsimas yadayu. If you have an asharta, if you have the judicial verification that's written before the signature of the Edim are verified, psula, de mechazi kashikra. It's possible because it looks like it's a falsehood. Hachanami mischazi kashikra. Over here it's also Over here, it's also it also looks like a falsehood. In other words, even if they don't yet sign on the Kiyum Shtaros until each of the Dayanim are familiar with the signature of the Edim, if you write down the Lashon of the Kiyum Shtar Bepa Mosaf Tulsa, and we're attesting to the validity, to the verification of the signature of the Edim, that also looks like it's false, because they're not a Mosaf Tulsa, they're not a real basin that knows the signature unless and until they all know the signature. So says the Gemara, Ela imat shelo kosfu midim b'fanav v'chosem misha kosfu. No, v'chosem. No, so really what you have to say is, Ema achalo kosfu midim b'fanav v'chosem. Until they write down the signature, we're able to teach the Dayanim that this is the signature of the Edim. However, once they write down the Lashon and the Kiyum Shtar, then it's already too late, because then it's Mechsei Keshikra, because then they would have written that they're a based in when they're not really a based in, because they don't recognize the signature of the Edim. Misha Kosfo in Meidim Afan of Achosem. So Misha Kosfo ain't made them in front of a chosin. However, once they've written down the language of the Kiyum Shtar, then it's already too late. Then you're no longer able to bring them up to speed, and you're no longer able to acquaint them with the signature of the Edom. It's too late. It already looks like a sheker. Shmami Natla. So we learned from this, we learned three things over here. Shmami Na Eid Nasa Dayan. We see over here that an aid can be a Dayan. Why? Because the two Dayanim who recognize the signature of the aid are telling the third Dayan, this is the signature of the aid, meaning they're giving edus on what they're then going to serve as a dayan. And we also see that if the dayanim know the signature of the edim, if the dayanim recognize the signature of the edim, you don't need other edim to testify in front of them, because nobody's coming and testifying in front of the two dayanim who already are familiar with the signature of the edim. On the contrary, those two dayanim are testifying before the third dayan as the signature of the aid. And we also see that if there are any edim, if there are any dayanim rather, that are not familiar with the signature of the edim, you have to present edus that this is actually their signature before each of those dayanim who are not yet familiar with the signature of the edim. And therefore, we require the two dayanim to testify in front of the third dayan that this is the signature of the aid, of the edim. And therefore, putting together these three concepts of aid nasa dayan and not requiring any testimony in front of the dayanim who are already familiar with the chsima of the aid, and requiring an edus in front of each dayan who's not familiar with the signature, that's how we get to our halacha. So maska flor avashi bishlam aid nasa dayan shamina mina. I understand aid nasa dayan, obviously, because the dayanim are now testifying to the third dayan, the two dayanim are testifying to the third as to the authenticity of the signature. Ella dayanim makirim chsimas de edim ein tzrich lei bifneihem. But how do we know that if the dayanim are already aware, they already recognize the signature of the edim, that we don't require other testimony? But no, maybe over here, really, we do require edus in front of those other dayanim. However, over here, we're mekayim the edus because these two guys themselves have to testify in front of the third dayan. And maybe that's a kiyum. But dayanim shei makirim b'chazim esedei edim shrichim lei b'vnei kolecha ve'echad duma yolam emelecha ein shrichim v'shani echad lo kamekai mi'agad haklal. We don't know from here that you need to independently through edim teach each of the dayanim who don't know the chsimas yedeya edim that this is actually their signature. Over here, we're left with only one guy who doesn't know the signature. So of course we have to tell them that this is the signature. Otherwise, we don't have a basin of three. So says the Gemara, so he said over this halacha that aid is nasa dayan, and Eisvei Rav Safra la Rabbi Abba. But so Rav Safra asked the Rabbi Abba, how can you tell me that aid is nasa dayan? Reu shlosha v'hem basin. If you have three people and they're a basin, they see the new moon. So yamdu shnayim v'yoshiva mechabareim etzel ayachid. So you separate them. Two of them are going to serve as aidim. One of them is going to serve as a dayan. You need two guys, two other guys to come in mitzarif to the basin. Nathan. V'yamdu b'fneihem, and two out of the three who saw it, saw the new moon, they come and say, v'yomru mekudesh achodesh mekudesh. And they give their testimony, then the basin of three, meaning one of the Edom, plus two others, will say, mekudesh mekudesh. Sheinu yachin neman al yedei atzmo, because one person alone is not believed. Says the Gemara, Visal kadai tachteid nasadayan, and if you want to say that eid is nasadayan, lamali kulihai, why do you need to separate two of them, have them serve as a witness, bring two other guys from the shuk, and have them be mitzarif to the basin? Leisva beduchtayu, let them sit in their place, v'likachi, let them be mekadesh l'chodesh, of eid nasadayan, they could multitask, they could serve as the eidim and the dayanim. Samarle, afli didi kashali, I also had this kasha, v'shilte l'rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta, v'rav Yitzchak l'ravuna, v'ravuna l'chi Barav, Achia Barav, Larav. A bunch of rabbis asked other rabbis, Ramilu, and they said, Hanoch Leidas Achodesh, Daraisa, Vikim, Sharas, Rabbanan. Fundamental difference is that Eidas Achodesh is Daraisa, and Kiyam Shtaros is only midrabanan, and as Tosfa says, Ubidaraisa and Divrei Maskel Hanach, Ubidaraisa ain aid na sedayan, and midaraisa an aid cannot be a dayan. Vitaima de ain aid na sedayim ishum de beinan sheyidul of neyadayanim kamosha mafareish harashbam, because you require an actual formal court process. The aidim have to testify in front of the dayanim, therefore you can't multitask. They each have to stick to their own lane. They each have to do only what they're supposed to do. It's only by Kiyam Shtaros that Eid Nasadayan, but by Eidas Daraisa, such as Kiddush HaChodesh, Ein Eid Nasadayan. So that's all we're going to do today. Tomorrow we're going to continue our discussion all about Kiyam Shtaros. Hope everybody has a great day.